T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk about the Five Stripes, and now the bus route, Hugh, up to Nashville for the MLS season opener and the first ever game in MLS for the brand new, spanking new Nashville FC. Atlanta United played them, I believe it was last year. Jason Longshore, was it last year when they were a lower division club, I believe?
Two years ago.
All right, but now they're the big club here. And the question I had, Jason, surrounding the win over Motagua was, to the fans, and we were talking about it yesterday, was whether or not that 3-0 win gave you the belief that Atlanta United, as it is assembled this year, has the pieces necessary to win the MLS Cup again. And my answer was, from what I saw, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're a contender for sure. I mean, you look at the roster, you look at the talent in this team, I think that was already in the cards. You know, the Eastern Conference is going to be competitive, though, with Atlanta, with New York City, who pretty much brought everybody back on the field. They have a new manager on the touchline. They advanced in CONCACAF Champions League last night as well. Toronto, you know, got to MLS Cup Final last year. They've added another designated player in Pablo Piatti. They do have some injuries early on, so I think Toronto's going to get off to a little bit slower start, but they'll be around at the end. I think Columbus and New England are going to be two teams that were further back in the table last year that are much improved and finished really strong last year. So it's going to be competitive. Philadelphia was third last year. They're still hanging around as well. They've got a couple changes that you want to see how it settles. I don't think anybody's running away in the Eastern Conference. I think it's going to be very, very competitive. But with Atlanta's talent, they absolutely have to be in that mix as a favorite.
We're talking to Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst on Sports Radio 92.9 Game. Pity Martinez. You know, there was a lot made about him last year, really not fitting in or really not being comfortable. Does he look comfortable to you now?
Looks very, very comfortable. Looks like a guy who is taking on some leadership with this group, and it's something that we've seen during the preseason. Looks to have a really good relationship now and be on the same page with Frank DeBoer. Sometimes those things just take time. You know, you look at a player like Pitti, he's a feel kind of player. He's not a guy who is textbook. You know, he's not somebody that looks like he has been drilled and drilled and drilled to play the way he plays. It's feel, it's instinct. And that can be tough to add to a new team because players aren't used to playing with a player like that. He's not used to playing with the teammates he has around him. It takes some time. I think more than anything, Pitti Martinez got a break. He got away from the field a little bit in the offseason and got to recharge. And he comes back with things to prove. And I think an opportunity here from last season where Atlanta won 2 trophies, but it still felt like a little bit of a disappointment because they were so close to getting to MLS Cup. It's kind of crazy to have 2 trophies in the bag, but still feel like you have something to prove. And that can be a dangerous thing for the rest of the league because Pitti Martinez looks like a guy who wants to win some more trophies this year.
Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, joining us. Home opener is coming up against FC Cincinnati in just over a week, but the season opener for MLS is Saturday night in Nashville. It is the first ever MLS game for Nashville FC. It will be at Nissan Stadium. We have live coverage with Jason and Mike, beginning with the pregame at 7:30 and the kick at 8 Eastern time. Now, all of you going up there have to remember that when we start talking about or hear the promos for an 8 o'clock kick, that means 7 o'clock in Nashville. So don't be, you know, showing up at halftime going, wait, they said 8 o'clock. Remember the time switch here, okay? Just keep that in mind.
You got to be careful with that.
Yeah, because if you're driving up game day and all of a sudden you go, oh, wow, the game's actually at 7? In Nashville it is. Okay, not here, but in Nashville, yes, it's at 7 o'clock. And what do you expect, Jason, now that you see Mataqua twice, this team play, what are you expecting against Nashville? Are we seeing, by the way, are we going to get anybody back? Are we going to get Bello? Are we going to get Miles? Are we going to get Hosetto?
Not going to get Hosetto for this one. He is in the final stages of getting his paperwork done. Frank DeBoer mentioned it Tuesday after the match because he was headed back to Brazil to get paperwork done, I guess, at the embassy down there. Cincinnati is more likely for him, and also now looking ahead to the CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinals against Club America. You want to get him in the mix. You'd love to get him some minutes against Cincinnati if you can get everything approved. So he's not available this weekend. Robinson and Bello have both trained some this week. I don't know if they're going to be in the mix. Frank DeBoer will be speaking to the media later today, and we'll get a better sense of it. I was a little worried in Robinson's case about the potential for a wet field, some bad weather. It's looking better now. It's still going to be cold. But if there's any questions with what Atlanta United has coming up on the calendar, you have to be careful here because you have Nashville, you have Cincinnati at home, and then you're going to Mexico City for a massive CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinal. Campeones Cup, Atlanta winning that last year adds to it, but Club America has won CONCACAF Champions Cup or League 7 times in their history. They are a club that cherishes this trophy, and last year they had to watch Atlanta take a trophy that they had never won. So this match is going to be talked about over the next couple of weeks in a huge way in the United States and in Mexico. That is looming on the horizon. Even though you have 2 MLS games before it, you have to be kind of looking ahead a little bit, and you want to be even better by the time you get to Mexico City in a couple weeks.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're talking to Jason Longshore. I was about to say Jason Larenowicz because I was mixing names. But Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst. Speaking of Jeff Larenowicz, we're talking about him and Brad Guzan. They've worn the captain's band so far this year. Who else do you think is in line to wear that captain's band?
I think those are the two primary ones because we'll see Brad Guzan on the field, you know, pretty much every match. Jeff Larenowicz, I think, is going to be in and out of the team as you rotate in the midfield. He's got a lot of talent in that central midfield, and you know, this weekend would be a match that I could definitely see Jeff get the start to keep everybody fresh and keep everybody ready for what's coming up in Mexico. Others that could be in that mix. You know, Joseph Martinez is a player who I think acts like a captain a lot. I don't think he necessarily needs the armband, but he's a player who is a leader in this group. I think Pitty Martinez is becoming a leader in this group. I definitely think a player like Franco Escobar could grow into being a captain. I'd love to see him take on a little more leadership. You know, you need some of those younger players to step up, and even if they don't wear the armband, function like captains on the field and in the group.
We're talking with Jason Longshore. Now, Jason, the important question of the interview. You ready?
Uh-oh.
All right, listen to this. This is the new MLS theme from acclaimed composer Hans Zimmer. New theme for the league. It has now debuted and dropped. What do you make of it, Jason?
I think it's a lot better than the last one. You know, the last one to me felt like MLS trying to sound like the Champions League theme or a European League theme. When you hear that, you're not thinking about the Premier League or the Bundesliga or the European Champions League. That sounds like MLS to me. I love what they did with it. I think it's going to sound pretty good in the stadium. We might need to get a remix, though, here locally with all of Atlanta's music talent. Maybe we can get an Atlanta United remix of that.
Yeah, the dude that beats on the drum at all the Atlanta United games, I vote that he.
Right.
Because I'm telling you.
I like that idea.
I do too.
Because, like, watching the match the other night, I got to tell you, like, being as that the first match that was on Fox Sports 1, all I could hear was the drum. All I heard was that. And I was like, that guy right there is a committed soul. He needs to be on the remix. Whatever they do, he needs to be on the remix.
I like this idea. We can make this happen.
Yeah, I know you know people. Make a phone call. Have your people call his people and make that thing happen, man.
If we can get him and we can get Waka in the studio on this, I think we can make it work.
Didn't, but if Waka's in it, like I like Waka, we might have to get a, might have to tell him we can't put no cuss words in it, though.
Yeah. We got to make this go mainstream for sure.
Yeah, mainstream. Right. I'm with it, though.
Back to Jason, the action at hand. Tell us and the fans, we have no idea about this club, Nashville FC. Tell me about them.
Nashville is a team that's got a lot of veterans for an expansion team. I think they're very strong in the middle of the field. Dax McCarty will probably be their captain. You have Anibal Godoy next to him, two really good central midfielders. They added a Georgia native in Walker Zimmerman in the back, one of the best young center backs in this league. He'll be paired up with Dave Romney. It's a good spine of the team, and I think Gary Smith, who managed here in 2015 with the Atlanta Silverbacks, will be a very defense-first manager, and he's looking for who's going to put the ball in the back of the net, and I don't think he's settled on that just yet. I think there'll be a tough out. I don't think Nashville's going to come into the league and have problems defensively like Cincinnati did, like Minnesota did a few years ago. I just don't know if they're going to have enough goals to be a very competitive team, but this match on Saturday, it's their first match in front of their crowd. They're not going to give anything away easily. Atlanta's going to have to work for it. I think Atlanta can get them out wide, and you want to see Brooks Lennon, Jake Mulroney, the wingbacks really carry the play for Atlanta on Saturday night.
Jason, we do appreciate. Thanks very much. We look forward to the game in Music City Saturday night as the MLS opener for Atlanta United.
Thanks, you're the man. Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.